This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino, call the Yates, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
Oh, I am game day ready.
Are you?
Oh, I'm ready to go. What do you want? What do you want here?
I think you know.
You want bold, insane predictions? You want unfounded, barely conscious bravado? Do you want unreasonable criticism of the Carolina head coach?
That's exactly what I want.
The guy's a joke. You know what's happening here? This guy, Dave Canales is his name, in case you don't know. He's the head coach and lead punk of this Syracuse team. No, he's the head coach of this Carolina.
Who would know his name?
Little slap shot for you. I don't know. You know, that's why all week I've had a real problem. You've asked me like three different times, I think, at the top of shows, like, what do you got? I'm like, I'm passing. I'm here to say today that I found something to dig in on, and after initially thinking, like I thought about it yesterday, I thought maybe it's just too frivolous.
Wow.
But
I have no idea what this is going to be.
I have decided, this guy, a little Gruden too, I mean, I'm all over the road already here. I brewed a pot of coffee. And I haven't really had any yet, but anyway.
Just you were close enough to it?
I smelled it, I don't know, I poured it, it's going to get worse. I touched the coffee. This guy, Canales, he cannot coach his team up enough to beat the Bills, compete with the Bills, be on the same field with the Bills without pulling some underhanded, dirty pool nonsense. You know what he did this week? Did you hear about this? He signed former Bills practice squad quarterback Mike White.
Okay. I wasn't going to figure that
out. You got to stoop to asking Mike White how their offense works because you can't watch the tape yourself and figure it out. Then you don't belong on the same field. Just get out of here, Canales. I got to talk to Mike White. I don't know what to do. Somebody get Mike White on the phone. It's an embarrassment.
Mike White. The bingo card metaphor or whatever that is just gets completely misused constantly. But if I literally did have a bingo card with what that was going to be in the end, I would not have had Mike White on it.
You wouldn't have won.
No. Oh, you didn't have that on your bingo card. Explain to me why I would have had a bingo card, and what is this? What are you actually telling me? No, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's happening. So, you know.
I
guess we're in real trouble. They're going to know all the Bills plays.
Well, I think we need to care more about whether the Bills know the Bills plays.
Good point.
Right now, right?
Good point.
I have been asking you, somehow finding time in and around questions about Dave Canales. Before these games, if there is a winning score that would bother you, like, can the Bills just win this next game by any score and that's fine? And you've said yes every time. I mean, that there isn't a winning outcome that would bother you.
Right.
I am at a point with this game where there is.
Yeah, I said that already this week. Like, I want to give – the first time you asked me this week, I did the – I want to sit quietly and ponder like Josh Allen did when he was talking to Marty Smith before the Monday Night Football game 2 weeks ago and give you the answer. And I sort of quoted – Alan, like, I want to tell you one thing. I know how I want to feel, but if I'm being honest, here's the real nuts of it. And that's how I feel about this game. 2-0, fine. Just give me a win. Keep moving. Just figure your stuff out. You're still not fully formed. I don't know what the hell to do with you, but you won. Good. I don't know. That doesn't feel good enough right now. I think personally and obviously professionally, I need a Bills win that just sort of calms everybody down. I mean, I joke around about we're not going to make it to January. It's really that I'm not going to make it to January.
You know what? This is week 8, and how many of those have there been this year? One. The Jet game is the only game.
Right.
That's the last time they covered. Baltimore was like just such a fluke. The Jet game is the only game like this year out of 7.
Where they just sort of, got in the car and went for a nice drive. That was the Jet.
They were never trouble.
We got this. Yep.
And, you know, most NFL games are not like that. It's not like they should be. But my standard for them has become when they're playing bad teams, they rip them. Like, they take the fun out of it from a... Well, not for Bills fans, but for anybody else. Like, they just sort of, this is much the better team. And they haven't had that this year. And you can make excuses for that. I mean, what did Kansas City do last year? Kansas City went to Carolina last year and barely won. Like, field goal at the end, maybe, to win that game. Like, that was
It looked like it might go to overtime. But then, I think KC pulled it out before OT.
Yeah, so if, say, that happens Sunday... You can be right there with, was Kansas City good enough last year? Because they had this against Carolina. They had that a bunch of times. And I know. But I think I've been talking to a couple of people today from outside of the area just about how this is going. One guy I know from L.A. And, you know, they want to know sort of what does it sound like here? And I feel like it's natural because not only are we so close to it, but we are actually obligated to talk about it every day for a long time. I think it's sort of natural that you would talk yourself into not panic, but stress. Like, I think that's happened to me this week.
And absolutely. I think it happens, whether fans are conscious of it or not. I mean, I don't even know that you or I are as it's happening. But I think you can sort of maybe take a breath here after a whole week's worth of shows. It definitely happens. The longer you stare at anything, right? Stare at it, talk about it, think about it, think about what to say about it, be asked the same question 50 different ways about it, and try to come up with maybe at least 49 different responses because, you know, it's a radio show. You don't want to just sound like you're a broken record. And, that lends itself to making everything into a bigger problem than it is, I think. That's just natural. That happens, I think, in all kind of, outside of sports. You can do it with your relationships, whatever.
Overthinking,
yes. I think that definitely can happen because I think, I don't know how much more this LA person was not one of the people at the pool with Ross yesterday in his underwear, by the way.
He would never have admitted it if he were.
But I think from the further away you get from it, the easier it is to sort of look at them the way that maybe we were looking at Kansas City last year. Man, they're really fortunate, but they keep winning, and I'm still going to have to deal with them. And I think that's probably the objective view on the Bills. They're still one of the Super Bowl favorites. They still have this quarterback, and it's been, you know, the ship has been listing different ways. Offense can't score enough points. Defense is getting chewed up, et cetera. But the overall, I mean, those are all problems I think we could see coming potentially. They're still that team, and so they're not a perfect team, but I think they're still one of the best teams in the league. Like at the end of 2 weeks of talking about all this, I think that's still who they are and what they are.
Was it Sal who made the point this week about, like, who are we inclined to compare them with? Like, who are the teams? They're not to be compared with great teams from other years, even themselves necessarily.
That's right. Sal has made the point that you're playing this year's AFC. You're not playing, you know, the last 5 years worth of the AFC. You're playing this year's.
And I guess I would say whether they're a top five team necessarily or not, there isn't a team that I would assume they would lose to, right? Or just think that would be a big problem. The Colts are not this. I mean, the Colts might be favored in a game at home against Buffalo, but there's no team, even Kansas City, there have been so many battles with them that no matter how they looked last week or recently, I'm not going to think that the Bills just cannot hold up to Kansas City. Maybe they won't win, but there really isn't that. It's just, I think from 2 weeks since Atlanta and not having another game last week, not really having any sort of good news or any evidence that there couldn't be any, that things are going to be better. What you have in that department is the two guys coming off suspension. But they've also lost a starting safety for a month today. And Daquan Jones, who didn't play against the Falcons, is out. And I don't know if they're coming out ahead from these changes. I mean, Jordan Poyer, if it's going to be Jordan Poyer, starting at safety for the Bills in 2025 is kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. It's not anywhere I ever wanted to be. I was away, I think, when they brought him back to the practice squad. But I know how I felt when I saw it. Like, I think I even tweeted something. But, I respect their, you know, wanting guys that know the system and leadership and, you know, tutoring. They've got a very young safety in Bishop that they have a decent amount invested in as a second-round pick. You want to have a mentor, fine. If he has to get on the field, buckle up. And I still feel that way. I just don't – I don't think his last year with the Bills, which is two seasons ago now, was very good. And, you know, you're another couple of years older. I'm very leery of that if he's got – I would – you know, easy for me to say, be careful what you wish for. I would just as soon put Jordan Hancock back there and hope that the mistakes can be minimized and that maybe the athleticism edge I get there – over both Poyer and Rapp, I would say, because Rapp has been compromised. Seems pretty clear now that he's been compromised. He's on IR with a knee injury that he suffered in training camp.
That's the story.
So I would play the kid right now. And maybe that'll be maybe a bit of a mix. You know, maybe they'll use sort of like they were doing with Trey White and Dorian Strong before Strong suffered the neck injury. Like spell, you know, and see how, you know, get him some training wheels, see how it goes, and see if you can trust him as you go along here, give him a little more leash as you go. But yeah, I'm not excited about Jordan Poyer being back on the field. And even if it goes all right in this game, because again, usually on a Friday, I'm driving in here around 2 o'clock and I'm listening to the great Greg Cosell on with Steve and Chris Brown on One Bills Live. And
what, they're not great?
His describing the Carolina pass catchers, like it's not a speed thing that you should be worried about. They're big and physical. Like Leggett is big. McMillan is big. The other guy, I forget who was the name that was mentioned.
Who do you want? Jalen Coker?
Yeah, big guy, 6'3". Like, there's size there. So maybe Poyer doesn't get exploited. But him playing safety against the Chiefs next week, Like, I won't be able to breathe watching that. Like, that is terrifying to me. So, I think maybe ideally what they do is get into a game here where they can afford to play Hancock and sort of try that out. But you're going to need a lead to do that. Like, you know, you're going to need the Jet game. I need to get out in front, and then I can see and I can tinker and hopefully be ready to go next week with someone younger and more athletic. Because if I got to lean on Poyer against the Chiefs, man, I think that's a bad scene.
Uh-oh.
I don't mean to be skipping ahead games here, but.
The lead. Are we taking the ball tomorrow? Sunday, rather? Are we going that far?
I don't need to do that.
Hasn't the defense been getting kind of chewed up early in games? Like, you don't want to get behind? I don't want to do that either. But one, all kinds of different thoughts have been bounced around here in almost 2 weeks. One that I guess I want to say I've come around to is throwing the ball to Cook. Like, if the offense isn't going to be capable of just, you know, like big body blows down the field, then how am I going to get there? Is it just by having three tight ends on the field? Am I Pittsburgh? Like, what? How am I going to get there? And Cook has been on such a roll until these two games. Like, these two games really didn't get a lot out of him. The touchdown streak he was on ended against New England, and that would seem like sort of an obvious correlation, right? I mean, that's how it goes with running backs. Usually, if you're winning or if your running back is hitting, then you're going to be more likely to win. That's just how football works. But throwing the ball to him, which they kind of have stopped doing.
Mm-hmm.
They never did a ton of it, but it isn't really a part of their offense. And I might think that that changes this week. At FanDuel, however, his over-under line on receiving yards is 13.5. So if you think maybe that will happen, I think you want to get on that app and play that.
Yeah.
13.5 is one good play.
Yeah.
If they do that. But that's how you get beat at this. I mean, often right. With these really small numbers,
right.
Oh, that's obvious. That'll happen. And then, you know, it doesn't. But that's one thought for this game that I've had is, all right, well, you had the bye. I don't know exactly what the matchup is going to look like. It's like when they played Atlanta. There's just, I only know so much about this team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have to be bad, the Panthers. Their record is good. I mean, their record is 4-3, and I'm not sure how good they really are. This was the same with the Falcons. And in the first half, at least against the Bills, the Falcons looked amazing. And they held on to win. So I have said all week, I think Dalton playing is probably good for Carolina. Just somebody that knows what he's looking at. Against, you know, a Bills team, they don't play very much. I could see anybody, like Penix even too, but he did fine. Bryce Young being like just sort of, this is new, and maybe McDermott, they give you sort of different looks from what's on film. I don't know if I'm going to be able to trick Andy Dalton, but it's not like I have to lose to him. I'm worried about the game.
I should be able to beat him without tricking him.
Well,
like, you know,
pressure.
I get it. We're living in a world here where quarterbacks are coming back from the dead all the time here. We just saw Flacco last Thursday night. I mean, it happens. So could Dalton have one more moment in the sun like Flacco did last Thursday? Yeah, maybe. There is also something to be said for he's never been that good and he's old. So I don't know. Like, try to beat me outside the hash marks, and maybe I got a pick six coming to me. You know, I might even like putting into a parlay a defensive touchdown in this game.
Ooh.
Just, you know, those odds are always enticing because they don't happen that often. But I can't. I want to respect the point, but I also feel like it's another one of these things that I, myself, speaking only for myself, have just been looking at and thinking about for too long.
Which quarterback will have the higher passing yard prop?
I've not looked. It's Allen.
Allen is correct. 223.5 to 208.5 for Dalton.
That's not that big a disparity.
No, it's not, but they're also not that big of numbers.
Right. That's part of the point.
Sam coming up at 3:30, and I watched him again this morning, and he's been so pro Bills, Super Bowl bets, you know, the whole thing. This morning he was talking on Bet Sweats about like Buffalo in this game. Come on, they've got to be the much better team. And I was listening to him like I just don't know. I want to say again, maybe it's just being in here where not only are we talking about their flaws all the time, but that's really it.
I think at the beginning of the year, I would have thought they'll be the much better team when they get on the field on October 26 against Carolina. Watching the games, it's harder to get there. Just because you've seen the Bills' flaws and you've seen Carolina win three games in a row and they've got a running back who's put up like 400 yards total offense the last couple of weeks and the Bills can't seem to catch a cold on stopping the run. So there are things to be concerned about in the matchup. But, you know, if you go back to, you know, the beginning of the year, I'm sort of with Sam. I should be the better team. Maybe even I would say the much better team. I've got the much better quarterback. I've got this offensive line. I've got James Cook. I should find a way to make that happen. Like, try tackling somebody. All right, guys, like, let's just try to get that done and not give up 180-plus yards rushing this week.
I'm just making a note of what you just said so I can refer to it later.
Okay. The 180-yard part? What? Anyway.
No, I was actually writing down that it's for the third day in a row, it's my anniversary.
Third day in a row?
Yes. We went out.
Anniversary week.
It turns out we went out on Wednesday night to celebrate. Yesterday was the actual day. Today is what the wedding certificate says.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it's called? The marriage certificate?
Marriage certificate, sure.
Our marriage certificate is wrong. Hmm. It mentions today as the day, so it really is anniversary.
Well, this
week.
Whole union is null and void then.
You guys, I don't know. Sometimes I kind of...
Real trouble.
Sometimes I wonder. I mean, yes, anniversary week. That's what I was... I confess, that's what I was writing down. We have guests today. We have Sam Paniatovich coming up, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, coming up next. We will talk to Theo Greminger today, Fantasy Points. Get your questions answered for Week 8. Sal will join us at 5, drive at 5, if you will. What will these injury absences mean? Tyrell Shavers maybe plays a full-time role in this game with Palmer out. That's who got the work when Palmer went out in Atlanta. And then the Sabres tonight, game moved up to 7, so 6 o'clock pregame. Paul Hamilton will start things off on the pregame show coming up at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR with Sam Paniatovich next. We will be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a 10. Going for it. Oh, out in front. Hold in. Ladd McConkey. Touchdown.
There's Al. Still got it. You know, he really does. You know, sometimes you hear certain things about Al Michaels, like the energy level or whatever. He's being compared against himself, which is, you know, tough.
Yep.
But he doesn't make mistakes, really, does he? Do you hear? Am I just too much of a fan to notice? Maybe you're looking at me like I am. I don't know. I still love him. I didn't hear a mistake there.
I love Al Michaels.
Okay.
I'll just I would prefer to leave it at that.
You've said it all. How did you do last night?
Oh, I didn't win anything. No. I had McConkey and Gadsden, so that was nice.
For what?
Touchdowns.
They both scored.
Yeah.
Oh, but you probably had three other guys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Because I can't stop there.
Justin Jefferson?
I can't stop there. I had Jefferson, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that didn't work out. The hockey, I mentioned San Jose and Chicago were both plus 200 or more on the money line to win last night during our, what is that called? The line at 4:45. And so I had those two games, and they both won. So, you know, you're great. Welcome out there if you did that.
Big hit.
Unlike me, tying it in with two other games, and one of which lost. So I didn't get the...
Three for four.
I went 3-for-4 on a four-leg parlay.
Oh, that's just tough.
And the loss, it wasn't what you would call a bad beat. 7-2 was the loss.
It sounds like it was a bad beat for Riverhead, too.
Yeah.
They gave up seven. Detroit
didn't do such a good job, no.
When you split fantasy, as you know well, when you split fantasy teams with friends, the worst feeling is when you sort of push an idea and it flops. This happened to me last night. Because we have, you know, it's six teams on bye and there's injuries. And I asked my friend, like, don't you think we might get something usable out of Aaron Jones? Like, why would they activate him and not use him? Why would you do that?
Right.
And that was 5 points.
Yeah.
Five PPR points. So I feel like a loser for, I mean, it was Pacheco or somebody, still.
I also had in this same parlay, like Jordan Mason, 50 yards. He had 4 carries for 3 yards.
Don't I know it? That's what I said to my friend today. I'm like, buddy, what are you mad at me for? Jones had 5 times the rushing yards of Mason. Still. With us now, Odyssey Sports betting insider Sam Panayotovic joining us on the Wester Hotline. Check out Bet Sweats, weekday mornings, 9 to noon. You can catch Sam on Sundays, too. Sam, what's your shift on Sunday?
11 to 1 P.
What's that show like for you? Do you like that window there? I mean, there's a lot of news coming out. You get the inactives at 11:30.
The lines are moving basically for the first full hour because you have that 11 o'clock window, you're 2 hours out, and that's when a lot of people decide, oh, let me make my bets today. So you start to see some movement there, and then as you alluded to, you get the injury report at 11:30, and then you get totals and sides that are flying. I sit in front of a betting screen, and I've got about 20 different books at my disposal. It's like a color-coded live odd screen, and I can see the lines at MGM and DraftKings and FanDuel and all the Vegas books and all the offshore books. And I always use the analogy that during that show on Sunday, it's lit up like a Christmas tree, because when a line moves, I have it color-coded within about 90 seconds where that line will turn red, and then I have yellow, and I have green, and then there's black, and so it just looks like it's like a concert, like Bulldog would know, like you're at a concert with a lot of pretty colors, only it's money moving and lines shaking. So it is good, and then by 12 o'clock, the lines kind of stop moving, and then you just kind of see if there's any late-breaking information, but it is good, and then we're off the air, and then the games are on, so it's pretty cool.
I think there are two kinds of people in the world. The kind that would love that and the kind that could never. Like looking at that screen,
the screen,
I would love it.
The screen would give me a headache, I think. But generally, like you enticed me at the end there, Sam. The 1 o'clock, I'm done, and then the games are on. I used to, Mike and I have been working post-game for a long, long time, and I started out in this business working post-game starting in 1996 after Bills games. But there's a two-year pocket in there right before I started working with Mike where I worked mornings, and so I would do pre-game, game day, like at the stadium from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. or something. And I loved that because, like, pregame is my team's great, everybody's happy, where's the garbage can fire? Postgame is I want to, you know, hit myself in the face with a sledgehammer because I'm so mad that everything that I thought was going to happen didn't happen and my team isn't so great.
Pregame is happier.
Pregame is happy. Postgame is mean, usually. That's kind of how I feel about it. And so pregame was always... That was just kick your feet up and just say, yeah, oh, we're going to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that was like. So I always liked that slot.
That makes sense.
It is wild, though, you know, the reactions you hear from that Sunday show. Because I try and just give the bets that I really like on Sunday. And Costos will give, like, you know, a million bets, props and all that. And I like it's much easier to keep track of what I say than if you mix got – 6 prop bets per game times 12 games or whatever. So it's a lot harder to track him. And then I'll give like my best bets at the very end. I'll say, these are my favorite bets. And last week I was on the Eagles, which was good, and the Saints, which was really bad. And they're just like, nice call on the Saints, nerd. And I'm like, yep, got it. Thank you very much. It was my fault. Spencer Rattler turned it over 4 times. Yes, I will own that one and I will wear it for the next 7 days until we do this again the next Sunday.
Just make sure not to get one pick wrong. Yeah, this is really true. Pre-game is, oh, T. Higgins is active. Post-game is, he played 5 snaps. Why didn't they tell us this?
Right. Why was he a decoy?
Why didn't they tell us he wasn't going to really play? Anyway. Well, Sam, I think we should maybe acknowledge this. You guys did on your show this morning, Bet Sweats is ending at the end of December. And I you know, we all, you know, each of us individually and yourself were texting a lot and we've become good friends. And I just, I want to wish you well. And I appreciate that you're still going to be on with us here on Fridays. And I can only imagine what the next great thing will be.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I wasn't going to take the lead on that. I mean, Joe's been with the company much longer than I have. I've been with Odyssey for about a year and 2 months. So I'm on the JJ McCarthy plan right now. I don't have to do much. Joe's been there much longer and when he was ready to address it, I thought it was his call because it's his show. He's been on it much longer, but him and I go way back. We met in Chicago when we were kids and we started a podcast called Chicken Dinner that maybe dusted off relatively soon.
Yeah,
but
right.
You know, that's the business. That's the corporate merger. You know, BetMGM is merging with Infinity Sports and Westwood One's going to operate it. So they're going to handpick what they want to do. And when you have 4 shows on our network during the day and 4 shows on another network and you bring the networks together, you can't quite make everything work and keep everybody together and make all the dollars work. But I just really appreciate it. We have a lot of people reaching out and I say this, you know, every so often on this show, I have a lot of people that listen to our hit on this show on Soap and the Bulldog. And I got probably 7 or 8 messages from people that listen to you guys that now listen to us because of you guys and all very, very friendly messages and very nice things to say. That's a good thing. I mean, we do get a lot of crap when our bets go wrong, but on days like today, when you hear what you heard, It's very helpful because it's been a tough week. We found out in a meeting on Tuesday, we got an email, and then after the show, it's like, yep, you're all dead. And then you're like, all right, like let's gamble again tomorrow. And so Yeah, the show's going to go through December, but I will be here on this show as long as you guys will have me.
Well, I hope that that goes for a good long while, Sam, because I've told Joe this. I don't know that I've ever told you this. I reminded Joe of this yesterday in a private message, and I remember telling him this on the air a couple of years ago now. Like, when this all started, right, gambling gets legalized, and so here comes FanDuel and BetMGM and everybody else, and it's just kind of the Wild West for a little while. The first guy that got placed on our show was Joe. And in my head, I'm just like, oh, man, like, how good is this going to be? I didn't know him. I was not familiar with his content or his experience or anything. And when does something that corporate wants you to do turn out to be really to your benefit, right? I just sort of felt like, oh, I'm getting jammed up with this guy now, and I got to make it work.
Well, you probably were stereotyping him as somebody like
sure.
those Saturday morning shows.
The Saskatchewan silencer. Yeah, right. So I was really sort of, I wouldn't say standoffish, but I was reluctant. I did not embrace it right away. And then, like, you know, 2 weeks in, I'm just like, this guy's awesome on the air. I love this. And I told Joe, and he said he could tell that I was sort of, you know, around the edges at first. But both of you guys have come to be integral parts of our week. So I'm really sorry to hear what happened.
Oh, so am I. It'll be okay. I've got some things, you know, I still work with Fox. I still have my chicken dinner and all that. And it is funny you say that. You were a little standoffish at first, and then I kicked the door right down and had you guys betting on DK Horse.
Oh.
We made that horse move.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I still have nightmares.
It probably worked out well for all involved here that Joe sort of set the table. Because if you had come bursting through the saloon doors first, it might have been a little bit much.
Softer touch.
Right.
A little bit of a softer touch, maybe. Well, one thing that's great about having you on today, personally, and I think maybe for our listeners, is you are still keeping the faith when it comes to these bills. And I'm having a tougher time. And I think that sort of makes natural sense because, not to make excuses, but that we're in here talking about them all the time and it's really focused on their shortcomings. Whereas maybe from a macro perspective, guys, what are you worried about? And that's mostly how I think you sound about them on BetSweats. And I think you'll like them this week.
I do. I think they should take the wrench and just club the Panthers. I mean, it's Andy Dalton, for crying out loud. And Joe gave some stat about Andy Dalton as a dog, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what Andy Dalton did in 2019 and 20. I don't. Andy Dalton, as currently constructed, doesn't, you know, evoke fear in me. And, you know, the number seven, I think there's a good chance by kickoff we're at 7.5. So if you're going to lay some bills, I would much rather people lay the seven than lay 7.5 on Sunday and then have it land 21-14. And you're like, oh, bad beat. And no, not really. Bad bet. Bad number, not bad beat. So if you're going to bet Buffalo, I mean, you could bet it right now at -7. You could do a teaser. You could take Buffalo to win and Philly to win. I think that's a really good look. I am hooking the Bills with a couple things, like Buffalo down to -1 and the Eagles down to -1.5. I think that's a winner. I don't love the way that teasers have been priced these days, but Buffalo should win. Philly should win. I also I did make a hockey bet this morning with the Bills.
Oh.
I have the Bills to win the division and the Blackhawks to make the playoffs at 25-1. I made that this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Interesting.
Obviously emboldened by their big 3-2 win last night in Tampa.
Obviously.
They've got – so I covered when Kane and Taves got there in Chicago, I was like, oh, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen fast. And, you know, with Nazer and Bedard, you can kind of see a lot of those guys and these guys. Granted, Taves was 6-3 and winning every draw. Bedard's much littler than Jonathan Taves was. But in terms of having two guys that you can rely on, I think with Bedard and Nazer, those kids are very, very ahead of their time. And, you know, it's a long season, of course. They're going to have some bumps and bruises. But 15-1 to make the playoffs, like, that number's not right. And it's sort of the book saying, all right, kids, prove it to us. Well, if they do, we will be rewarded. And 15-1 right now on October 24th could be 10-1 in a week, and it could be 7-1 in a month.
What are the Sabres, Bulldog? Do you know?
I've not looked. I do not know.
They'd be shorter than the Blackhawks.
I would think so, yeah.
They've also not been to the playoffs in 14 years.
They were getting weirdly like a decent amount of love from the analytic community heading into the season. Like some point projections had them very much in the mix as far as playoffs go.
So. I mean, Kane and Taves were barely in the league when they last made it.
Yeah.
Plus 250 on Buffalo to make the playoffs.
Okay. Just one quick follow-up on these Bills. When I've heard you talk about them, usually very optimistically, you will point out, Sam, like, well, what about Ed Oliver? What about Milano? And they still do have different guys, but they still do have injury issues on defense. And the defense is not impressed. I mean, that's putting it mildly, maybe. So not worried about that too much, at least?
I'm worried, but, I mean, given the recent conversation, I'm worried about other things more than the Bills' defense right now, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like where I'm going to work next. But look, they've turned the ball over a ton as well, and I don't expect them to lose the turnover battle the way that they have been. I think they're a very talented team. I understand the frustration, but you know, games where you should win that you lose, like the game against New England, they should have won that game. They stopped protecting the football. And you know, if the Bills and the Patriots line up 100 times, I think the Bills win about 65-70 of them. So that's just how I feel. And maybe I'm a little too bullish, but I think you guys have a damn good football team. And I still think they win the division. So do the sportsbooks.
Right. Before we run out of time, Sam, we've got to ask you about yesterday's mega story from the NBA. What was your reaction to it? I mean, being in that space and having heard different things come down the pike from, well, it's often the NBA, but other athlete-associated gambling stories, and what might be the fallout, other than guys, you know, if it's true, going to prison?
Well, if you remember, and Brian Windhorst talked about this on the Rich Eisen show, the league found out about Rozier a long time ago because of legalized sports betting. I think that's been the biggest issue I've had. People are like, well, this is why you can't have sports betting. Well, actually, legalized sports betting was able to flag the Rozier patterns and all the money being bet on Rozier unders, and that's how the books were able to figure it out, and then they told the league. With the Billups thing, I have no idea what to do with that. I mean, I don't like underground card games to begin with, and I'm not going to start anytime soon after hearing some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But legalization and regulation, sure, it's in our face. It's everywhere. We all have sports books on our phones. But when there is shady things happening on a court or on a field, legalized gambling helps find that because there's a paper trail and there's the ability to track these bets on these players. That's how they caught Jonte Porter. That's how they caught Terry Rozier. That's how they caught Emmanuel Clase. That's how they caught Calvin Ridley. So, yes, betting has pros and cons, but this didn't happen because of legalized sports betting. If it's illegal and you got to do it behind closed doors, that's how people got away with it for years. If anything, legalization brings this stuff to the forefront.
Makes sense. College pick of the week.
Yeah, you got anything for us?
I was going to say, do we want the winners or do we want the losers this week? What do you guys want?
I prefer winners.
It's been a really nice season, Bulldog, and you didn't mush me last week on Notre Dame, thankfully. I'm going to do Missouri here. I think Missouri is going to beat Vanderbilt.
All right, writing it down. Sam, good luck. Thanks. Yes. We'll talk next week.
You got it, boy. See ya.
Sam Panayotovic. Next Friday is Halloween, and we're out.
That's right.
For that show.
All right.
More information to come on that. Theo Greminger at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.